Welcome to another week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Welcome to the new season.
Yeah, absolutely. We're into the new year. And on last Sunday at, where is it, Mohawk Paceway in Canada in the Canadian Pacing Derby, Lazarus, who went round as the $1.30 favourite, got beaten.
Yes, he did. After with the good draw, and all his fans thought he'd win this easily, particularly after the way he won his North American debut. But he finished second to McWicked. But later tests revealed that Lazarus has had a virus. His white cell count was out, so which in a way is good news. At least there was answers for the performance, and at this stage he's still on track to make the Hoosier Park Derby in Indiana on September 21. So a little bit of news out of that shock defeat, Simon.
Well, I was wondering whether maybe he'd done a bit of work early, because he did a little bit to sort of cross and lead, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But going by what we've seen him produce down here, he's definitely tough enough to sustain that. So, maybe we're all expecting a bit too much, but I think we're warranted with those answers that he does have a virus.
Okay, well, hopefully he can move on from that. Now, in some other news, Messini has passed away.
Yeah, that's correct. Trainer Brent Lilly put out a tweet just yesterday that the horse passed away. I'm still yet to confirm how, but which is a real shame, Messini, for the harness racing fans that know he raced with, I don't think he wore a head check. He would run with his head really down low and just try his little butt off, but he was a lovely horse. He was one of those country cup champions. He won a string of cups, including the Bendigo Cup. That was probably one of the biggest ones he did win. He raced ever since he was a two-year-old as well, Simon. He had 97 starts for 26 wins, 28 placings, and won over $700,000 in prize money. So, yeah, real shame to hear that news this week.
Now, we've got a Group 3 at Menangle this Saturday night, where I noticed Joe's Star of Me has gone up the $1.90 favourite ahead of Vegas Star at $4.80. It's not a bad little Group 3, this one.
Yeah, it's a good one for the MO. So they ran heats last week. And look, I think Vegas Star, drawn barrier 2, $4.80, tub fixed odds. I think that's really good odds. Toddy McCarthy's taking the drive. He's the champion driver from last season. And I think this horse can do a lot from the draw. Or look, Joe Star of Mia, the favourite. He was very impressive with winning his heat last week with Steve Turnbull in the gig. And look, I think he'll run another good race. I just think that's very short for him. And I also think he can get a bit of value with the 11 My Major Rocket and the 12 Dance for Glory. So if I was going to put a bet on the race, maybe like a first four or a trifecta, and you'd definitely include the favourite with Vegas Star, My Major Rocket and Dance for Glory.
Anything else on the program catch your eye?
Yeah, look, we've got in race five. That's the free-for-all race of the night. And My Alpha Rock, he's been in sensational form for Shane and Lauren Tritton. He's won three on the trot now and just seems to keep improving. They've really got him back to his best. So that's a really good race to look forward to. But as for a best bet, I don't mind in race four, number seven, Better Down Under. It's a mare's race, and this mare, she's trained by Jason Grimson, and she, I think she'll be really suited back to racing her own sex again. She finished seventh last start, and it was actually a pretty good run against the boys as well, and her final sectionals were really slick. So prior to that, she put back-to-back wins together at this track. So I just think back to racing the mares again, I think Better Down Under could get the cash there. So that's race four at Menangle. And then at Newcastle on Friday, one horse I tipped to the listeners last week in the podcast was Mustang Bart.
Mm.
And he's headed up to Newcastle on Friday. He's in race five, number seven. And he was very brave in defeat when placing at Menangle last Saturday night. And so he's had two starts for Kerry and Turner now, placed in both of them. And I just think he's extremely well graded heading up to Newcastle and away from Menangle. So he's another one to follow.
So Mustang Bart on Friday tonight. In fact, tomorrow night, I should say.
Yeah. So, race five, number seven, and then Menangle Saturday night, race four, number seven.
Okay. Now, with the 2017-18 season done, what was the wrap of the premiership?
Yeah, look, so we covered off the Metro Premierships last week, but yeah, in terms of the statewide premiership, Todd McCarthy cruised to the lead to take out the state drivers' prems, and Kerri-Ann Turner won her first state trainers' premiership with 161 winners just in New South Wales alone, which is a huge effort. She had over 1,000 starters. She had 1,073 starters, so she worked very hard to get that result. So it was great to see pay off for Kerri-Ann.
And the awards night won't be too far away to present these awards?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's on October 27 at the Sofitel in Sydney. So you can get your tickets. Just call up Harness Racing New South Wales. It's always a great night. Plenty of awards. We have all the top trainers and drivers are recognised, as well as the top horses. We have a few special awards as well, Simon. We've got one that we introduced last year, the Tab Kevin Newman Award for Driving Excellence. And it's kind of the People's Choice Award, where we go out on social media, ask harness racing fans what they thought and was the best driver of the season. So we've just gone out this week asking the fans about that, and on September 24 we'll put all the best wins together and narrow it down and put out a survey, and people can vote on the top 10 drives for the year. So last year, Darren Hancock won the award, and he produced a great drive. He won, it was a Tuesday race at Menangle on a horse called Don Key, and it doesn't have to be a big race. Just a really good drive. So, it was really good. And there's $2,000 on the line for someone that picks the right winner as well.
All right, I'll be fascinated to see who wins it.
Yeah, so will I.
Good stuff. Right, thanks, Amanda. Was there anything else for us?
No, that's about it. So we're just winding back up again from finishing off the season into the new season now. So, really looking forward to it. Not too far away will be the Carnival of Cups as well, so which kicks off at Yugowra beginning of October 1, so we'll have plenty more going on then.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda, and enjoy the week ahead.
Will do.